This is Digital Planet, on air, online, and on your MP3 player from the BBC World Service. I'm Gareth Mitchell, and still to come, Bill's going to have a little cough, and we're going to be looking at the podcast that's aimed at saving lives. Well, Bill Thompson, clearing your throat there, ready to speak to us, regular studio expert.
And choking on water.
Oh dear, well, just take it easy there, Bill. Now then, MySpace, the teen website, that's sat a spot of bother in recent days, isn't it?
It has, and it's one of the biggest embarrassments they've had for quite a while, actually. What's happened is that one of the adverts that features on MySpace, one of the banner adverts that users see as they surf around whatever, was secretly downloading some malicious software to users' website, to users' computers without them realizing, because it was taking advantage of a vulnerability in the Windows operating system, one called the Windows Metafile vulnerability.
Basically, I thought that's what it was.
Which allows you to essentially break into someone's computer by displaying an image on their screen, and the image carries some code with it. It's a vulnerability that was fixed by Microsoft back in January, but of course lots of people haven't updated their computers, haven't patched their operating systems, are having problems, and some nasty piece of work realized that this was likely, bought space on MySpace with his banner ad, and put an infected advert up, and it's downloading software which tracks people's use of the web, which puts a lot of adverts up on their pages, and really messes them up.
So spyware, basically. I suppose one way to avoid yourself getting into this kind of trouble is obviously keep your computer upgraded with antivirus and anti-spyware stuff, but also just don't open those pop-up ads.
It's not, no, these are not pop-ups. These are the banner ads that appear on the screen.
Oh,
they're entirely legitimate, and that's the big problem. They look real, they're not. So it is a matter of just having security on your computer. I mean, MySpace have taken them down now. It could happen again, but really, yeah, people are going to use the internet, update their computers regularly.
Okay, podcast listeners will have heard my sharp intake of breath there as well. Banner ads, that's really scary. Equally scary, Bill, you've become a spammer in recent days.
Oh, I have, but I haven't, honest. I've been getting hundreds of emails every hour which claim our bounces are from people who think I've sent them spam. Their email servers are rejecting them as spam. I didn't send them, but some nasty bunch of people somewhere have hijacked my domain. They're sending out spam messages, and they are faking the andfinally.com domain that I have to make it look as if they're coming from me, so they hope to get around more spam filters. Now, I'm talking to my internet service provider, hoping to sort it out, but it's one of those things which can happen to anyone, and it's really upsetting.
Oh. Okay, and you're a computer expert, and it can even happen to you. It just shows how pervasive this stuff is. In a few words as well, you know, but hopefully on a lighter note, unless you work at Apple, Microsoft have finally this week announced plans for their iPod killer, as they're calling it.
Well, they're hoping it'll be an iPod killer. It's called Zune, and it's going to be a portable media player, sort of plays audio, and also a download site, a store where you can get stuff from. And they're hoping that it will challenge the iPod's dominance, because they claim it will be better. Certainly, it will have a hard drive, lots of tracks. Nice thing for me as a technical person is it will have a wireless internet connection, so you'll be able to download stuff directly to the player instead of actually having to connect to your computer or connect to the internet, download to your computer, then copy things across. More details are to be announced, so we have to wait and see whether it actually is successful. But certainly, if Microsoft put as much money into this as they have to, say, the Xbox 360, then they will really challenge what Apple are up to with the iPod.
We will follow that story here on Digital Planet. Thanks for that for now, Bill.